In northern Israel, one woman was killed when a rocket fired by Hezbollah hit her house. Yesterday, 8 Israeli soldiers were killed and 2 soldiers captured by Hezbollah in heavy cross-border fighting. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from the town of Rosh Pina in northern Israel. And Linda, tell us what's happening there right now.
Well, this town is about 15 miles from the border, and earlier a Katyusha rocket landed here, another one in the nearby town of Tzfat. As far as I remember, this is the deepest that Katyusha rockets have penetrated into Israel, at least in several decades. There's a small airport here that was closed down, and since yesterday, dozens of Katyusha rockets have landed all along the northern border with Lebanon. Residents have been told to go into bomb shelters. They spent the night there and the day today, and thousands of residents are leaving their homes and traveling further inside Israel to get away from the rocket fire.
Now, this large-scale operation that Israel is carrying out against Lebanon, is it just to win the Israeli soldiers' freedom?
Well, it's both to win the soldiers' freedom, and I think that Israel has made a decision that it wants to strike a hard blow at Hezbollah, both to free the captured soldiers, but also to make sure it doesn't happen again and to make sure that there's no rocket fire. Israel says that the airport in Beirut is a legitimate target because arms have been shipped there for Hezbollah. And Israel's also blaming the Lebanese government, saying that it holds the Lebanese government responsible for the Hezbollah attack. And Hezbollah is part of the Lebanese government. And the strategy seems to be similar to what Israel's doing in Gaza to make life difficult for the civilian population so that they will pressure in Lebanon, Hezbollah, and in Gaza, Hamas, to release the captured Israeli soldiers. So far, it hasn't been working in Gaza, and most Israeli analysts say they doubt that it will help in Lebanon either.
And how long can Israel continue to fight effectively on two fronts?
Well, senior military commanders say that Israel will fight on two fronts for as long as it needs to. The head of operations in Northern Command said Israel has fought two front wars before. Israel's also preparing to call up reserve units. And people living both on the border and further inside Israel, where I am now, that I've spoken to, say that they support the army operation. Israel pulled out of South Lebanon in 2000, and most Israelis that I've spoken to say that they support what Israel's trying to do to move Hezbollah away from the border, out of range of Israel, and, of course, to get the captured soldiers back.
The leader of Hezbollah says the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers, were captured in order to get the release of Arab prisoners in Israeli jails. Is that going to happen?
Well, there is a precedent for this. 2 years ago, Israel released more than 400 Arab and Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the freedom of an Israeli businessman who had been held by Hezbollah for 3 years and the bodies of 3 Israeli soldiers. Those negotiations were carried out by Germany. However, at least so far, Israeli officials say there will be no negotiations with Hezbollah, and there seems to have been a decision that Israel will not negotiate with Hezbollah in the case of Lebanon, with Hamas in the case of the captured Israeli soldier in Gaza. And there's a debate in Israel about whether or not this is a good policy. Some people say that Israel should negotiate for the freedom of the soldiers, and others say that Israel has to just, you know, hit hard these groups taking the soldiers and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in northern Israel.